Welcome to the Friday, August the 1st episode of Briefings with Butts. This is our second episode of the 2025-2026 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. Well, this weekly podcast is an important district communication tool for our staff, so thank you for carving out just about 10 minutes to listen each week. We hope this weekly update keeps you informed, connected, and most importantly, shines a spotlight on the great things happening in our schools. Well, all right, let's dive into the highlights from a fantastic first week of school in our district. We kicked off opening day on Monday. The amazing Mark Brown from Ben Davis High School delivered a powerful rendition of the national anthem with the posting of the colors by the Ben Davis Junior ROTC. It's always incredible to look out on the sea of purple with all of our employees wearing their favorite purple shirt, and even our keynote speaker, Jim Mahoney from Ohio, and working with The Ohio State, did not bring his Ohio State colors. He was wearing his Ben Davis purple as he brought inspiring insights on leadership that I hope left everyone energized and ready to make this year unforgettable. And of course, the highlight for me was seeing everyone do the hokey pokey with our final opening day of the Superintendent number 5's career. On Wednesday, my last first day of school, our school buses rolled out of our brand new transportation center located in the heart of the MSD of Wayne Township, and students walked through our doors to begin another amazing year of learning and growth. What a great start to the 2025-2026 school year. Speaking of a great start, on our opening day, we had the chance to celebrate the longest-serving certified, classified, and also the /certified, classified employees, all three of the year. And this year, we crowned a new longest-serving teacher, starting her 40th year of teaching in Wayne Township, Michelle McCrane. Welcome.
Hi, Dr. Butts. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. So, am I correct? Did you student teach in Wayne Township? Tell us a little bit about your career.
I actually did not student teach in Wayne Township, but my job here at Roby started right out of college. I was interviewed right out of college with a principal named Mr. Cass, and I've been at Roby for my entire teaching career.
Oh my goodness, the things that you have seen, the changes that you have seen in your career in Wayne Township. As you think about how different things are today, 2025, than they were when you first started teaching, what have you noticed? What has changed the most about our profession?
I think a lot about with the students that I'm working with. I started teaching and I did first grade for a couple of years, and then I've been in kindergarten ever since.
Wow.
And I think just the expectations and the rigor with our kindergarten students has changed tremendously over the years. We still get parents that come in asking, do our students take naps throughout the day, or do we have a snack time? So it's kind of funny that, you know, they're still thinking about things like that.
Sure.
When I first started teaching kindergarten, if our students knew letter names and sounds by the end of the school year, it felt like a success. Now they're reading and writing and adding and subtracting by parent-teacher conferences. Mm-hmm. When I have my parent meeting each year, it's always fun to talk about all the new things that the boys and girls are going to learn throughout their year in kindergarten here at Roby. And I can see on their faces where they're thinking, my child's not going to learn all those things as quickly as you say they are. And then by conference time, we're going over the report card and talking about all the new skills that the boys and girls have learned. And they admit readily that they did not believe me when I said that they were going to be reading and writing and doing all kinds of new things by conferences. So the rigor has definitely changed with our kindergarten program throughout the years.
The expectations are so much higher. And our speaker on Monday, Jim Mahoney, talked about having high expectations. And it sounds like that's one of the things when you meet with parents, which you did last week, welcoming your new kindergartners in, prior to opening day, just this past Wednesday, you had to have those conversations, and I'm sure that it's really exciting at parent-teacher conferences to see the parents' joy that their students have learned so much already.
It is, and you know, that's one of the best things about teaching kindergarten is because the boys and girls come through the door and they're such enthusiastic little learners, and everything that you do they think is wonderful, and they're just like little sponges that soak up everything that we're doing in class.
Longtime school board member Phyllis Lewis, who served for 52 and a half years, actually brought kindergarten to the MSD of Wayne Township, I think about 55 years ago, just before she joined the school board. We know that in Indiana, kindergarten is not required. And so many of our families may not have otherwise brought their children to school until they were seven years old, first grade. But are you seeing more and more parents who are interested in getting their students into kindergarten so that they are better prepared for that first grade year? And of course, now thinking about third grade literacy and third grade reading, have you seen a bit of an increase with parents wanting to get their students into kindergarten?
Yes, I definitely think parents see the validity of having their children in kindergarten. Mm-hmm. As a kindergarten teacher and a past first grade teacher, I really can't imagine a student just going from home or from a daycare kind of setting right to first grade, because they would be missing out on
so many skills
that we do in kindergarten.
You just talked about all the things that just in the first 9 weeks you're teaching your kindergartners, and can't imagine them coming in first grade not having some of those background skills.
Exactly. And I think the addition of having full-time kindergarten has really had a huge impact. When I first started teaching kindergarten, we did half-day kindergarten with a morning and afternoon session. And we were really rushed to try to get all the expectations in and all everything we wanted to accomplish throughout our morning or afternoon with our boys and girls. So it's been nice to have that full day program where we can expand on those academic skills, which the boys and girls are ready for.
Yeah. You just gave me a flashback. When I was a young boy, probably, less than 10, maybe seven or eight, I had the chance to visit with my aunt, my Aunt Barb, who was a teacher in the Chicagoland area. She taught kindergarten. Well, she had a morning class and an afternoon class, and I got to attend both of those because I was visiting her. And in the second afternoon class, I knew every answer to every question that she was going to ask. She was mortified because I had heard it all in the morning session, because that's what we used to do, right? We used to do a morning session, afternoon session, and they were just duplicates because we had different children.
Well, and funny that you say that, because what might not have gone as well as expected in the morning, then you could tweak your plans or the activities that you did, and the afternoon typically went much better than the morning did.
So as a parent, it would be good to have your child in the afternoon kindergarten class as opposed to the AM class.
Yes.
So you've seen some changes with that and moving to full-day kindergarten. What advice do you typically give new teachers? Do they ever come to you and say, What advice should I be doing? What can you give me, little nuggets of wisdom that you've learned over time to help me to be a better teacher?
I was thinking about that last night, and while there never seems to be enough time in our day to accomplish everything we've planned or would like to get done, I would encourage new teachers to slow down and just take the time to really get to know their students, and to build a culture of trust and inclusivity where all students feel accepted and loved. The benefits will certainly create a more cohesive classroom environment where maximum learning can be achieved. Also, take advantage of those colleagues that are seasoned and experienced. Don't be afraid to ask them for help or for guidance if you need it. I'm sure they're there to help you in any way possible.
That's great advice. And as I think about 40 years of memories, is there one or two that particularly stick out for you? As I'm sure there are some every single year, and as we look back at the students that we've had the opportunity to work with, but is there a memory that particularly resonates in your mind that you can think about?
The one thing that I always think is very interesting when I'm out in public and a student comes up to me and says, "You are my kindergarten teacher. Oh. Do you remember me?" And so often, I look at them, and a lot of times they just look like bigger versions of their kindergarten self. And they always get this really surprised look on their face when I said, is your name?
Oh, wow.
Whatever, and actually remember who they are. And
so amazing.
It's always a lot of fun to find out how old they are and what they're doing now. And so that's always fun to see past students out in public and have them come out and talk to me and just share what's happening in their life now.
Kind of following that response, every year we do Wayne Walks, and our seniors get to come back to their elementary school. They get to walk the halls and hug the teachers. I'm sure that's a very special time for you. 12 to 13 years after they've been with you, and they're walking back through the hallways as big people, as you know, young adults, both men and women, and coming up to you and probably giving you a great big hug.
Yeah, it's always a very emotional experience for me as a teacher because these, like you said, young men and women, they come back up and 9 times out of 10, I recognize them, I remember them, I call them by name, and they're so excited to see that I'm still here at Roby and that I remember them, and they usually want to take a quick picture, and we give hugs, and we have tears, and it's last year when Wayne Walks happened, I got especially emotional, and I came back into my classroom, and my students were talking about how big they were, and their caps and gowns, and just all the exciting things that they saw happening as they were walking down the hallway, and I had to explain to them that they were in my kindergarten class, and they were a little like you at one time, and I was trying to hold back tears, and I said, you know, these are happy tears because it's so exciting for me as a teacher to see those boys and girls come back and for them to remember me and to think about the experiences that I got to have with them when they were 5 or 6 years old and hear about all the exciting plans that they have for their future.
Yeah. Wow. I want to shift gears just a minute. Thinking about the pandemic and thinking about when we shut down, how did you work with kindergarten students during that period of time? How did you figure out how to meet their needs when we were completely shut down and had no access to our students?
Wow, that was a really, really challenging time for all of us. I think the way that I got through it and the way my colleagues and I got through it together was just working together as a team to try and provide the best learning opportunities for our students that we could. It was heartbreaking for us because we were not able to give them all those fun hands-on experiences that we'd traditionally done in kindergarten when they were here with us in class. But through a lot of support from our administration, being supported by parents, working together with colleagues, we were able to pull together a program that at the time and under those circumstances best met their needs.
Wow. My last question for you, as I know our time's getting short, we often do stay interviews around the district. Sometimes people give us feedback when they leave and go to another place. Other times we want to find out, why do people stay? So when you think back 40 years at the same school, many of them in kindergarten, why? What caused you to stay here at Roby and to teach kindergarten for so long?
The culture at Roby has provided me with many opportunities to build lasting relationships with students and their families, as well as colleagues. During my teaching career, I've had the privilege of working with so many of the same Roby families as brothers and sisters from past classes have come to Roby for their school experiences in our kindergarten program. Mm-hmm. And it just means a lot for families to put their trust in you and to know that you are going to care for their child and that you're going to love them and take care of them as if they were your own. So just having those families that I've been able to build relationships with, families from our communities, families from within Roby that I've had many of their students, my colleagues' students, has been so meaningful. Mm-hmm. Plus, I just can't say enough about the administration that we've had here at Roby, too. They've made my job very enjoyable. They're always so supportive of not only the staff members, but the students and their families, and they genuinely care. Yeah. And that makes a huge difference for me and the other staff members here at Roby. So that's been an important thing.
That really speaks to the power of relationships. And again, another topic that we talked about on Monday at opening day, but it's about the people we work with and the environment and the culture that we have that keeps us in the places that we most want to be. And I'm sure you probably have had, at this point, the children of past students.
I have. I have. I don't feel like I've been teaching that long to be getting children from students that I've had in the past, but it's always fun to see them and to, and for them to request that you have their child as well.
Yes,
so that
yes.
lets me know that they enjoyed their experience in kindergarten and valued it very much.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest today has been the longest serving certified employee in Wayne Township with 40 years of service, Michelle Milcrane. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. I'm really grateful for the flexibility and the balance that Wayne Township has allowed me to have throughout my teaching career.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, just a reminder, be sure to complete your Safe Schools training by August the 31st. You should have received an email from Vector Training. If you did not see that, make sure to check your spam folder. It does outline the steps to complete your safety training requirements. And don't forget to make a pledge for education by signing up to make a staff payroll donation to the Wayne Township Education Foundation. 100% of those donations are awarded back to teachers to create new student experiences in the classroom. We've included a link to submit your donation in this week's message. Well, coming up tomorrow, August the 2nd, is the Gateway Gallup 5K. It starts at 8 a.m. at Ben Davis High School. Those proceeds do benefit Indy Gateway to raise money to support the West Side Trails, especially the B&O Trail that will be officially opening between Avon and Speedway at the end of September, and then also the White Lick and Vandalia Trails that are also going to be moving from Plainfield into Wayne Township. On Monday, August the 4th, is our first Late Start Professional Collaboration Day. That came out of the committee work last year and part of our strategic planning. We're looking forward to those opportunities throughout the year. Each and every Monday, we are in school. And mark your calendar for next Thursday, August the 7th, which is our District Appreciation Day for Transportation Office Manager, Bus Drivers, and Bus Aides. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to end with our new mission and vision, the reason why we're here. Our mission, to activate and accelerate student learning. And our vision, to develop great people. Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne, you are Wayne, we are Wayne. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.